Zemyanin stopped dead, the dark stare focusing on Ryan. The gauntlet lifted, and a finger drilled directly toward him.
You. Yes, you.
Out of the corner of his eye, Ryan could pick out his son, an upright, sturdy little figure, marching away with his own work party toward the main entrance of the sulfur mine. Ryan felt utterly certain now that he'd never see the boy again. There might be just enough time to snatch out the Sig Sauer and empty the last remaining 8 rounds into the figure of the powerful Russian.
You!
Ryan decided to play the futile game out to its last moments.
Yeah, Major Commissar?
Your eye.
What about it?
What is wrong with it?
Ryan lifted a hand to where his left eye had once been, bringing it away with a smudge of bright blood against the golden yellow of the sulfurous mud.
A rockfall, Major Commissar.
Zemyanin stepped closer, his head pushing forward as he peered into Ryan's face.
It is a severe wound that merits treatment at the nearest practitioner of medicine.
He was proud of remembering that sentence from the age-old phrasebook.
I'll wash it and put a rag over it. I'll be fine then, Major Commissar.
You are sure?
Zemyanin grimaced at the sight of the man in front of him. He was tallish, though standing in a slumped, beaten kind of way. Since he'd just come off a 12-hour laboring shift, the Russian didn't find it very surprising. His clothes were covered in the ubiquitous golden slime, crusted and cracking, making it incredibly difficult to tell what he looked like. There was a rag of white cloth knotted around his throat. His feet were also completely caked with thick dollops of stinking mud, layered with a sheen of fresh ice. But it was faces that intrigued the Russian. He looked at the man, trying to penetrate behind the mask of dirt. The wound to the left eye was obviously severe, and Zemyanin felt a momentary pang of respect for the man's courage.
Grace under pressure.
There appeared to be a ragged gash just above the eye, puckering the skin under all the dirt. Blood had flowed down, completely filling the socket and clogging the eye itself, covering it under an impenetrable mixture of dark earth and fresh, bright crimson. Zemyanin shook his head. There was something still not right. His Russian officer's intuition told him that. A tiny bell was ringing in an abandoned room at the farthest edge of his memory. He could hear it ringing, but he still couldn't make any sense from it. He moved even closer. Ryan started to cough, struggling to muffle it with the palm of his hand. Failing, he doubled over, gobbing out a stream of yellow mucus and phlegm, missing the polished toes of the Russian's boots by a couple of inches.
Fucking piece of shit! Bastard, prickly son of a goddy whore!
Zemyanin swung his fist toward the man's stomach, feeling the impact, smiling as the worker went crashing down at his feet. He lifted his boot to stamp on the wretched dog's neck, then checked himself, remembering with some surprise that he'd just been admiring the man's courage with the severe wound to his left eye. For a moment, the small bell rang a little louder, but Zemyanin didn't listen to it.
Take him to the doctor.
Ryan had seen the punch coming and had hardened his muscles, riding the worst of the savage blow. Now he looked up at the Russian.
I'll be fine, Major Commissar. Thank you kindly, but let me just have some food and a wash-up, and I'll be good as new by morning.
He wondered for a moment whether he'd overdone the part, but Zemyanin had moved on, hardly looking back at him. He called over his shoulder.
Let him do what he wishes. It is not a matter of any conceivable concern to myself.
Ryan pulled himself erect, hanging on to Kate's arm.
You all right?
I've been better.
Come on, let's get some food.
After eating some gruel and bread, Ryan washed himself, taking great care not to do anything about the self-inflicted wound to the empty socket of his left eye. Using the young woman's knife on himself, it turned out to be one of the hardest things that Ryan had ever done. If it had been his arm or even his cheek, he'd have jabbed in the point without more than a moment's hesitation. But his lost eye. Ryan lived all his days with that memory. At times he felt he still had both eyes, so vivid was the image of the knife in his brother's hand, moving toward his face, striking. He saw it, actually saw the tip of the blade as it grated into his left eye socket. There was liquid trickling down his face that mingled the aqueous humor of the eye with a little blood. Surprisingly, little blood. In the icy bleakness of the sulfur mines, Ryan had had little time to think about his plan. knowing that the patch would trigger the Russian's memory, whereas a bloody fresh wound might slip by. He'd had no choice. It was done, and it had worked. The rest of the working shift seemed totally indifferent to the presence of two strangers in their hut. Kate had a brief conversation with an older woman who told her that they'd lost more than half their number 3 days earlier in a cave-in not far from the main entrance. As a consequence, most of them hardly knew any of the newcomers. Ryan lay flat on his bunk, the damaged eye socket throbbing painfully. His mind was racing over the possibilities now left open to them. He couldn't keep the wound open and bloody. Zimyanin had already noticed it. In 2 days at the most, it would begin to heal and reveal the fact that there was no eye in the socket at all.
And then, we're in the deepest well of shit in the Deathlands.
During the night, Ryan and Kate sat close together while he ran through a summary of his thoughts. Kate had her own blanket across her shoulders, her knees crossed, hunched up for warmth. Ryan, one eye on the sleepers around them, kept his voice quiet.
First, we know that Dean's here and that he looked okay.
Seemed it to me.
Second, I can't stay hidden from the Ruski more than a day or so.
Could break away and hide up in one of the abandoned tunnels.
No, he's on the watch for something that's out of the ordinary. You've got to realize, Kate, that Zimyanin is one of the most triple dangerous men in the Deathlands.
I know that. Remember, I worked in this fucking mine, Ryan.
Yeah, sure. The third thing is, I'm nearly flatlined on ammo. Half a dozen rounds. Gotta get into their armory and stock up. Once we do that, Zimyanin will be even more on the edge.
When are you gonna try for the ammo?
Ryan looked around the room.
Have to try it in the night. Then go after the boy and spring him the next day.
So, when do we move?
We don't move. I move.
When?
Ryan's teeth flashed white in the gloom.
Like Trader used to say, now's as good a time as any.
Xavier Hudson was dying. He'd spent most of his 30 years down near the Grandee, when a misunderstanding with the youngest son of a local baron had sent him off and running, as far north as he could get. But he'd had 3 bouts of pneumonia, the last one leaving him with weakened lungs. He'd heard about work at the sulfur mines, tending human cattle. It was the kind of job that he'd always been good at. But the weather had been appalling. When it wasn't snowing, it was freezing and raining. In the past couple of weeks, Xavier had started to cough up blood. Only yesterday, there'd been a spasm that had racked him, gouts of thick clotted blood splattering on the stones of the cavern. The Major Commissar wasn't the sort of man to carry passengers. Xavier had seen enough bodies to be certain of that. He'd already decided that he'd swallow his own pistol when the time came. The trouble was knowing just when that time was. Right now he didn't feel so bad. One of the senior sec men had had a birthday recently, and there'd been some jugs of the colorless high-alc drink that sometimes sent you temporarily blind with its potency. Now he was on guard, outside the hut that was used as the armory.
Who's that?
Roused from his thoughts, Xavier was sure he'd heard the sound of someone walking.
Who's moving there? I'll kill you, you shithead bastard!
He stifled a coughing fit. It might be Zimyanin himself, trying to catch guards out, sleeping on the job. Less than a month ago, Nevada Kenny had been caught by the Russian. They'd found him the next morning with a straight blade through his cock and balls, driven clear into the wooden wall of the hut, held upright by the knife.
Who's that?
Xavier looked around, swinging the barrel of the M16 from side to side. There'd been a flurry of snow about a half hour ago, and the frozen ground was dusted white, shimmering in the silver light of the sailing moon. The noise wasn't repeated, and the man leaned back again, pressing himself into the doorway for some protection from the slicing wind. Ryan was still holding a second stone, but he replaced it quietly on the ground. The throwing of the first one had told him all he needed to know about the watch on the armory. A single man, nervous, possibly drunk. Who could ask for anything more? Xavier felt another cough coming on, and he grabbed a length of rag from his pants pocket to try to muffle it. The sensation always seemed to start just at the back of his throat, then slide down into his lungs. He felt a tap on his shoulder, and he spun, nearly pissing himself in shock. There was a tall man standing there, real close, half smiling. He wore a dark coat, and Xavier noticed that there was something wrong with his left eye.
Shit! I never...
I just wanted to ask something.
It was all very ordinary, and Xavier didn't feel in the least threatened, though part of his mind was beginning to wonder just who the fuck the stranger was.
Sure, what?
There was a fearsome jarring blow to his genitals, so savage that it actually lifted him clear.